Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
John Scorse joins us. He's going to find the winners. Morning, Scorsey.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully we get a meeting. I went to Goulburn for nothing yesterday, Sean. Look, I'm here at Kembla Grange. It's looking at pretty average on the weather. I'm not going to start trying to tip the weather. I'll be lucky enough to tip the winners at the track, so I'll just stick to what I know. But, yeah, it is a little bit overcast at the moment, Sean.
All right. Now, the first, number one, is That So, $5, two out. Number three, Not About Harada, 15. Four Love Seat, $1.90. Five Blue Carat, or Blue Carrot, is $4.60. Six, seven out. Eight Lady Lucienne, $10. Nine Galahad's Quest, 13. 10 Girl You Want, $9.50. 11 out and 12 Zippy Mississippi, $126. $1.90 for Four Love Seat, the favourite in the first.
Yeah, we'll get stuck straight in and I'll make this a good thing, Sean. 4, 5, 10, and 1. Looks a beautiful race for a Love Seat. I've been placed on the soft, the best we've got, and that was here in a 1400. Look, she got to the mile last time at Wyong and just got back. It was Pop's Girl's been going well, and it led and dictated. It's got swept off the track. It gets the blinkers. It's fit against and had a bit more racing than most of its opponents here. So we're in good company with Godolphin and James Cummings, the trainer. Look, I just think it'll be too good for these. I'll make it a good thing here. Blue Carat, are we going to call this, Sean? This will be on the speed.
Yeah, Blue Carat, yeah.
Looks like Baccarat, I guess, so I'm going to call it Blue Carat. But I've seen both of this girl's runs, and they've both been pretty handy. As I mentioned, it'll get up there, looks the likely leader. So with these type of conditions, that's an extra tick. And Timmy Clark, he's a wizard with these on-speed horses. Now, I put Girl You Want in for third. This one out of Miss Pageantry for Gwenda Markwell on her home track here. She was okay here three back when she debuted beyond Carambola in a 1,200-metre race. And, look, I thought the mile might suit this third up, and is that so? He might appreciate the give in the ground. He was good on debut. He just whacked away last time. But, look, wherever you go, I think this is clearly on top. Love Seat made it a good thing, Sean, at the $1.90 for a special 5, 10, and 1, mate.
All right. The second event, one against the tide, 23, to Agassi, 420. Number three, El Dash, 23, 4 out, 5 Euro Blaze, 14. 6 Hamish the Swift, 26, 7 Rear Fender, 11. Number eight, Taj, $5, 9 Capamore, 330. 10 Lux Fortune, 26, 11 Glamorama Girl, 41. Number 12, Avera, 650, and 13 Polished Penny, 14. 330 favourite, number 9, Capamore.
Yeah, I'll give it a go again today. Start number 13, Sean. The numbers here, 9, 8, 12, and 2. Capamore, she's pretty unlucky too at Gosford first up. Just got held up behind a few slow ones. She's second up, 3 seconds from three tries. Look, she's been placed in there. She ticks nearly every box, but she's been certainly overdue. So I don't know that you want to take too much shorter than the current price, but she looks the one, so I'll go with her on top here. Now, Taj was okay both runs, particularly on debut beyond Coterie up there at Wyong. It comes here after two trials, and they've both been 1,200 metres for Chris Waller-Glenn Schofield. Look, threw it in for second here. 12. This has got to go into the tips here. Avera, I was here that day, ran third in that Carambola race. It was big odds that day. I just think back to Kembla Grange on the 6 day backup from Newcastle last week. It went round there. I've thrown it in for third and two. Agassi, probably better suited here at Kembla Grange. It's run at Wyong, was okay back and deep and gets a better chance here. 9, 8, 12, and 2 in the second, Sean.
All right, the third, 1 Highway, 26, 2 Restrained, 320, 3 Happy 70, 950, 4 Mandalong Tap at 26, 5 Sergeant, 460, 6 out, 7 Kings Peak, $5, 8, 9, 10 out, 11 Sir Owen, $5, 12 Baity is 650, 13 Akoi, 34, 14 out, 15 One of the Kind, 51. Favourite 320, number 2 Restrained.
Yeah, I like Kings Peak, Sean. I'm just a real fan of the horse. 7-2, 11-5 for me, Kings Peak. Seen a bit of this fellow. He won his maiden at Goulburn. He went under his... Just wasn't suited the day he was beaten here. That's good track form. And then he resumed with just a soft enough win in a Class 1 down there at Goulburn. I just think he's in for a really good campaign. I'm going to trust him on the heavies. He has won on a soft 5 only. But John O'Shea's left him in. He's drawn deep. That might... now we're down with all the scratchings. We're down to a field of 10 here. Look, I'll just go with him on spec. Obviously restrained, hasn't seen the heavy. It's a long row out of a commands mare. Two from two. It's got the inside gate, so there's a lot to like about it here. Very keen to have a look at it in the yard. Now, Sir Owen, I thought, was pretty handy up there at Wyong. Only had the five starts, this fellow, Peter and Paul Snowden, and looked placed on the soft only. But we've just got to take a few of these on trust, the fact that they've left them in, Sean. So I think he's a nice horse on the way up. And five, I threw in for fourth here in Sergeant. Scratch from a later race, I think he was, Sean. So, look, he's in good hands. And Tommy Berry for James Cummings, I threw him in next best. But a good little contest for class two, 7, 2, 11, and 5.
All right. Now, the fourth, one is Equipped, 380, two is out. Number three, Fairlight, $6. Four, Armad, 7. 5, Resort, 7. 6, My King's Council, 550. 7, 8, 9 out. 10, Diamond Star Halo, 9. 11, Joey's Joy is 950. Number 12, Chili Beauty, 19. 13, Cool, 119. 14, First Courier, 12 and 15 out. Favourite, 380, 1 Equipped.
Yeah, it'll be a nice old slog, this one, Sean, over the mile and a half. Look, I've gone a little bit wide here, 11, 3, 1 and 4. I don't mind the chances of Joe's Joy here with 52.5 after Robbie Dolan's claim. It's a song of Tara, Sean. We know they're absolute swimmers. He's only had the one try on the heaven he was placed, but he comes here, look, with a bit of racing under his belt. And although widely drawn, I just think if he's not too far off them, he might just keep hammering with that weight advantage, and I'm going to go with him at the 950. This imported horse, Fairlight, gets to a big track here. Gosford was pretty handy there. Was a little bit keen in the run, but he goes straight to the mile and a half, and this will be like a good track for him, some of the tracks they get over there. I threw him in second. Obviously Equipped with a bit in his favour here after Billy Owen's claim. He's really good round this type of trip, and he'll put himself not too far off them all the way. And four, I threw in for fourth, Armad. We found him a few times, this fellow, at Nowra. And then Kenzo, he won. He was only fair, but he gets a little bit of a freshen up, Sean. So he's not without a chance either. Look, tough to assess. It'll be a real slog, as I mentioned. I made it 11, 3, 1 and 4.
All right, the fifth, one out. Number two, Dashley Dub, 26. Three is Come Along, $8, four out. 5, Columbina, 240, 6 and 7 out. 8, Toots, 550, 9 out. 10, Segalas is 350, 11 out. 12, Allison of Tuffy, 15, 13 out. 14, All in Rhythm, 13. 15, Falling Waters, 51. 16, Frankea is 26. 17, Malachi Crunch, 51. 18, Attaboy Charlie, 41. 19, Ethnicity, 51 and 20 out. 240 favourite, 5, Columbina.
Yeah, got to go with it too, Sean. Again, a long row out of a commands mare. So, look, 5, 8, 10 and 2 for me. I've got to go with Columbina. It was massive first up at Hawkesbury from back there. It gets to the 1,200. It's got heavy track form. You've got J-Mac and James Cummings again. So we'll go with it. The 240 is probably short enough, but it does look the winner to me. 8, Toots will be right up there now with Danny Williams. Look, she's good. She's fit third up from a spell here, likes the heavy. Races on the speed. That's a good recipe for a race like this. 10, Segalas has to go in. You couldn't get a guide from it at Wyong, and it gets to the big track here at start number 4. Start number 5, I think this will probably suit at Kembla Grange and the 1,200 as well. And 2, Dashley Dub, a little bit of value. Paddy's claim, he's okay on his home track, and he likes the wet. Made it 5, 8, 10 and 2 in the fifth, Sean.
The sixth, the Bert Lilly Memorial, and one is out. Number two, Albumin, is 420. Three, Intuition, 250. Four, Bolero King, 34. Five, Piracy, 330. Six out, seven, Old Man Sam, 13. Eight out, nine, Sheriff, $5. 10, Handfast, 21. And 11 out. Your favourite here, 250. Again, the Cummings McDonald combination, three, Intuition.
Yeah, she's a winner, isn't she? Yeah, I've got to go with her, Sean. 3, 5, 9, 2 for me. But Intuition. Well, my last run was at Flemington, wasn't it, in mid-February there. Look, only one try on the heavy, but they've left her in. She's a street cry. That's a good enough guide for me, and she's certainly nice and classy. That record is very, very good, and four wins at the 1,200 as well. Named after the great man, Bert Lilly, Sean. So it's a really good lineup. I think he'd be happy to see what he sees here if he was going through the form, but got to be with intuition here. Five Piracy, the stablemate, was really good first up, was just mowed down by Renewal. A lot of soft form about it. It's got a good gait and it'll be right there all the way. It'll probably look the winner at some stage. Just got to fend off the stablemate. Look, outside those, nine we got here, Sheriff. Now, don't mind this fella. They've got him going really well. He failed his only try on a heavy, Sean, but they've got him going really well, the price camp. And down in the weight and up on the speed, he's going to give you a good side here for sure. And Album him. Don't know about him in the real heavy. All his good forms on top of the ground, but he's a classy galloper. A 3.592 in the Burt Lily.
Race 7, the Kembla Grange Classic. Now, 1, Pahutakawa, $2. 2, I Like It Easy, 34. 3, Graceful Glamour, 19. 4, Frankly Awesome, 26. 5, Lady of Shalott is 15. 6, Scarlet Dream, 650. 7, Out. 8, Welch Legend, 26. 9, Zaraya is 61. 10, Live in the Fast Lane, 23. 11, Romany Girl, 10. 12, Sister Sledge, 550. 13, Al Mahiri, 26. 14, Amana Khan is 51. 15, Lolita Gold, 151. 16, Out. 17, House of Cartier, 26. And 18, Altiara, 151. 19, 20, Out. Again, Godolphin with 1, Pahutakawa, $2 favourite.
Oh, look, it's a big field, but gee, I like her, Sean. I made her the second good thing of the day, Pahutakawa. 1, 6, 3, and 11. She's just about got everything in her favour today. Didn't really go for her last time behind Nikita Jane, but she was massive first up. She was terrific when she won those two races last preparation. And look, we know she's going to handle the heavy, gets the blinkers on for the first time. And I love the gate from the mile here. That gives him any option he likes here, James Cummings, with this. You'd imagine with the full field, the speed will be good enough and he'll get a little bit of cover. She's got the finish to and the class to just run straight over the top of these. So Pahutakawa, as I mentioned, evens in a big field, but if it gets a little bit of fresh air, it's just going to run them down. So I made it a good thing. Look, Scarlet Dream was terrific first up. Second up at 1 mile, maiden here last preparation. The stable, Robbie Dolan, with a ride in a non-claiming race. That's a great feather in his hat, Sean. So hopefully it runs well for them. Look, don't really worry about the gate when you look at it. The outside from the mile here, you've got as long as you like. You might be able to get onto the back of the favourite. Look, 3, I put third in the tips here. In Graceful Glamour again for Mark Newnham, Timmy Clark. You've got to go back to last preparation placed in the Oaks. So comes here third up from a spell. I think it's going to be not too far off them somewhere, Sean. And 11, Romany Girl, I threw in for Chris Waller. It's probably best of the rest. But, gee, it's got a little bit on these Pahutakawa. I made it a good thing. 1, a special, 6, 3 and 11.
Okay, the 8th one is out. Number 2, Host We Never Knew, 21. 3, Never Been Another, 34. 4, Blast, 440. Number 5, Home Wind, 34. 6, Garros, 23. 7 and 8 out. 9, Sydney Blues, 17. 10, California Longbow, 15. 11 out. 12, Etheridge, 10. 13, Tuesday Special, 8. 14, Autumn, 420. 9, Misbelief, $5. 15, Misbelief, rather, is $5. 16, Vertex, 19. 17, El Dorado Mine, 21. 18 out. 19, Air Freeze, 17. 20 out. 420 favourite is Autumn, number 14.
Yeah, gee, I like Blast here. 4, 13, 12 and 19 for me, Sean. Look, I loved his win first up. He got back and off the bridle. Just some good signs from him, that maiden win. Look, we don't know about him on the heavy, but he was placed on a soft 7. So maybe we might end up on a soft 7 today, Sean. Who knows? I don't like the look of the sky, but I just think he's a really nice horse and he's in for good campaign. So I'm going to go with Blast. He'll probably get back and you'll have your heart in your mouth. But when he picks up, he's got a nice turn of foot. So I'm going to go with him. I thought Tuesday Special. Well, the debut win was really good. Beautifully bred, this girl, for Baker and Kieran McAvoy here. It's got to be in there somewhere. 12 Etheridge, second up for John Thompson. I liked a few of her runs. I was there the day she won at Goulburn and then resumed at Hawkesbury. This is more its cup of tea, a big track and a mile second up. And soft form is good enough for me. And 19 Air Free, I threw in at some big odds for the exotics. Ran a cheeky race in a highway last time. I know it's different grade, but the team are going so well. I thought it might have a cheeky chance down in the weight. But I like Blast in the last. 4, 13, 12, and 19, the lucky last, Sean.
Any standouts here today?
Look, I'm going to have two goes. I think we'll get the money. We get first crack at the track. We'd love to see. And I just think it's fitting in too good a form and the blinkers go on. So race 1, number 4, love seat. And all the class in the world. Race 7 in the main race, the Kembla Grange Classic, Pahuta Kawa. So the multi might be the way to go there, Sean. Race 1, number 4. Race 7, number 1 from Kembla Grange.
Terrific. Good on you, John. Enjoy the day. Stay dry.
We'll try, Sean.